You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The labels you were giving a year ago, a month ago, and maybe even today might still be deciding the moves you make. But here's the truth. It's your decision, not anyone else's, to change the narrative. Family, today's episode is one of those episodes that I ask that you save. This is one of those episodes that I'm going to speak so transparent that I hope that I could wake someone up, because in this thing that I love, call life, call project management, call just wanting to be better each and every day, it's a journey. And some days you fall and some days you walk. But the importance of it all is to be able to get back up when you fall. See, I'll never forget a project I led, a facility move upgrade. On paper, it looked like a simple seat shuffle, but I knew better. The scope was massive and the impact was far reaching. I was excited because this wasn't the kind of project I normally got. It was a chance to stretch and prove myself. The project had been handed off to me from a previous project manager that left for another department. The expectations from leadership was set high, but I decided to go deeper. I reached out to stakeholders who weren't even listed on the original stakeholder register because I knew one person who would have insight, and that would probably be the facility manager. When we sat down, he admitted he hadn't realized the full scale of the project. Together, we brainstormed what the true plan actually looked like. Suddenly, what was being treated as a seat move revealed something deeper, which was a full-scale upgrade with IT dependency, external vendors, and a major communication needed. I was determined to get it right. But one morning, I came in an hour early to start drafting the project schedule, putting together the communication plan, and structuring for execution. As I walked into the office, I overheard some voices. See, it was my manager and a colleague. They didn't know I was there. I heard them say my name, so that's what created me to really pause and stop. And then I heard these words: "We're going to need a backup. There's no way he's pulling this off. He doesn't even have the skill set." They went on, picking apart my abilities, questioning my capacity. And in that moment, it felt like every doubt I've ever carried with me was stamped on me again. A label, not good enough. But what they didn't know was this: I had already done what the previous project manager hadn't. I had built the relationship with the facility manager. I even identified the external resources. I secured the internal IT updates. The foundation for success was already set in place. That was the day I learned a powerful truth. People will always try to hand you their labels, but only you decide if you wear them. Principle number one: carrying old labels. Listen, family, labels aren't always given formally. They come in subtle comments, you know, performance reviews, or even throwaway remarks that stick. Maybe a colleague told you a year ago, you don't have leadership presence, or a colleague dismissed you as saying you're not technical enough. Those words can play in your mind. And without realizing it, you start making decisions based on them. You play small in meetings. You hesitate to raise your hand for stretch assignments. You shrink to fit in the box because someone else drew that box for you. Why is that important? Because labels shape identity, and identity shapes action. If you keep carrying labels from your past, they will keep deciding your future. In project management, this can never, or I should say, this should never mean that you shouldn't volunteer for high visible product. Louder voices dominate the room, or allowing yourself to stay stuck in a coordinator level work, even though you're capable of leading. Breaking free from these labels isn't just about confidence. It's truly, and I do mean truly, opening the door to transformation. Experiment with these actual tips. Audit the labels you are carrying. Write down the negative words or impressions you've internalized from managers, colleagues, even yourself, and bring them into the open so you can start operating out of the shadows. Next one, replace each label with proof. For every negative, create a counter list of evidence. For example, not technical enough, note down how you facilitated a particular IT upgrade, or you clarify requirements, or you solve issues in partnerships with experts. Evidence or facts dismantles false identity. And the last and final one, family, build your own vocabulary. Decide on the labels you want to live by. Choose three empowering ones like strategic, connector, and my favorite, resilient, and use them as daily affirmations. Over time, they will anchor you more than any, and I do mean any, old label ever did. But labels don't always come from colleagues, friends, or managers. Sometimes the hardest ones you fight are the labels handed to you by people closest to you, family. Principle number two, being held back by family. Sometimes the loudest voice of doubt doesn't come from executives or colleagues. They come from home. See, family often speaks out of love, but their words can intentionally cage you in a box. Why don't you stay where you're safe? It's safer here. Do you realize, or do you really think you can handle that certification? Why would you even go after a certification? For me, I've seen how those voices can creep in, make you second guess your ambition, because they're people you trust. Their doubts carry extra weight, but here's the truth. This fear is not your reality. Why is this important? When you internalize the limits of loved ones, you stop yourself before you even begin. In project management, this can mean not applying for leadership roles, avoiding certifications, or matter of fact, just rejecting stretch assignments. If you let their ceiling become yours, you'll never discover what you're truly capable of becoming. Experiment with these actionable tips. Separate fear from fact. Ask yourself, are they describing my ability or their fear of risk? 9 times out of 10, it may be some anxiety there, but not your limitations. Next one. Curate your circle. Surround yourself with people who believe in your growth, your transformation, your development. Join professional communities, mentorship groups, or accountability of partners who feel you forward instead of clipping your wings. I like that one, family. Anchor in your vision. Write a personal definition of success. Every time doubt creeps in from loved ones, from yourself, revisit that vision. It reminds you of the why you made the decision to walk this path. But sometimes the voice holding you back isn't all external at all. It's the quiet fear that whispers, what if I succeed and I can't live up to it? Principle number three, fear of success. Yes, really, fear of success. See, most people think imposter syndrome is about fear of failure, but many project managers secretly fear success because success raises expectation. Now, people expect you to maintain it, repeat it, and of course, exceed it. That thought of sustaining success feels heavier than actually falling. Why is this important? Fear of success breeds self-sabotage. You procrastinate. You avoid opportunities. You play small so you won't have to deal with the weight of the higher expectation. This keeps you stuck in mediocrity, even when you're capable of excellence. See, family, I'm not sharing nothing that I heard about, not something that I thought on a whim. This is something I've lived and I know. So I want you to experiment with these actionable tips. Name the pressure. Write down exactly what you are afraid of regards to success and what will it demand from you. Naming it turns the vague into something manageable. Next one, treat success as seasonal. Think of success in seasons. Deliver, reset, and grow. This rhythm removes the illusions that success must be maintained at full throttle forever. And the last and final one, shift from image to impact. I like that, family. See, when you reframe success around the people you serve, your team, your stakeholders, your clients, success feels even lighter when it's about service, not perfection. But as you know, whether it's fear of success or fear of failure, imposter syndrome often tricks us into the same behavior. Oh, you don't know what the behavior I'm talking about? Overworking, overcompensating, burning ourselves out to prove we belong. Principle number four, overworking to compensate. Imposter syndrome often drives project managers to work harder than anyone else in the room. Not out of passion, though, but it's really out of fear. You stay late. You triple check every detail and carry the unspoken belief, if I just do more, they won't see my flaws. Why is this important? Overworking doesn't prove worth. It proves insecurity, and it is truly unstable. Burnout not only hurts you, but it undermines your ability to lead effectively. A burnout project manager makes reactive decisions, misses details, actually, and loses credibility with their team. Experiment with these actionable tips. Set non-negotiable boundaries. Define your work hours and stick to them. Respecting your own limits trains others to respect them too. Next one. Focus on outcomes, not hours. Evaluate yourself on results delivered, not on the time spent. This shifts you from busy work to being more impactful and effective. Next one, delegate with confidence. Don't hoard tasks to prove yourself. Again, don't hoard tasks to prove yourself. Trust your team. Use delegation as a leadership tool, not as a weakness. And I know when you're overworking, which is not sustainable, many swing to another trap, which I call dismissing their wins altogether. Convincing themselves their success was just luck. Principle number five, attributing success to luck. Imposter syndrome convinces you that your accomplishments aren't skills or preparation. They're just an accident. You landed the role because of timing. The project succeeded because of the team, not you, not the collaboration with the team. Oh, you passed the exam because you got the easier version of the PMP or the CAPM or the ACP. Why is this important? See, the mindset erases ownership of your achievement. If you consistently attribute success to luck, you'll never build confidence because you're not giving yourself credit where credit is due. Experiment with these actionable tips. Audit the effort behind the win. List the specific actions you took to contribute to the outcome. This proves your fingerprints are on the success. Next one, track achievements publicly. Keep a running success journal or digital archive of milestones. Seeing the pattern reminds you success is repeatable, not random. And the last and final one, accept praise without deflection. When someone congratulates you, resist the urge to say, oh, it was nothing. Instead, say thank you and internalize it. But even when you achieve something, that old imposter syndrome doesn't stop there. It tells you to downplay your success so you won't draw too much attention. Principle number six, downplaying your success. You deliver a major project, and when you're congratulated, you respond, oh, it really wasn't a big deal. This is imposter syndrome subtly disguised. you minimize your success because your fear of exposure or envy or what they'll say about you. Why is this important? Downplaying success trains people to believe your contributions are smaller than they are. Over time, this damages your professional brand. Even if you don't advocate for your own wins, no one else will consistently. Experiment with these actionable tips. Practice confident gratitude. When praised, simply say, "Thank you. I'm proud of what we accomplished." Next one. Celebrate publicly. Share milestones with your team, stakeholders, highlighting contributions without any apology. Stand there bold and grateful and thankful all at the same time. And the last and final one, you know, documentation beats conversation. So we want to document and leverage wins. Use your success in performance reviews, resumes, interviews. Downplaying it makes you forgettable. Confidence makes you credible. And I know what you think. If you minimize your success long enough, you'll start believing it yourself, discounting your own value, even when the evidence says otherwise. Principle number 7, message. If you're new to that episode, anytime I say message, this is something I need you to pay attention to. I'm asking you to pay attention to. Principle number 7, discounting your own value. Discounting your own value means you consistently underprice your worth, whether it's asking for promotion, negotiating salaries, or acknowledging your expertise. You secretly believe you are lucky to even be here, so you don't push for what you deserve. Why is this important? When you discount your own values, I believe, and I know from experience, others will too. This creates a cycle of being overlooked for promotions, raises, or even leadership opportunities. In project management, undervaluing yourself limits it, your influence and career trajectory. Experiment with these actionable tips. Quantify your impact. Translate your contributions into numbers. Example, budget save, timeline improved, risk mitigated. Numbers silence doubt. Oh, you don't like that one? How about the remix? People lie, they lie, but numbers don't lie. Next one, role play negotiations. Practice asking for what you're worth with a mentor or peer. Confidence grows in rehearsal before it's even tested in reality. Oh, I like that one, family. Reframe worth as fairness. You're not asking for charity. You're asking for fair compensation and fair recognition. That mindset shift alone sets the tone. And when you start recognizing your value, you realize one more truth. You'll realize one of the biggest truths I've had to conquer in my career, that those experts you once feared, they're not that intimidating as you thought. Principle number 8, the intimidation of experts. Many project managers shrink in the presence of subject matter experts. You think, they know more than I do, so who am I to lead? But experts in a domain does not, and I repeat, does not erase your leadership role. Why is this important? Project managers don't have to be the smartest person in the room. They have to be the leader of the smartest people in the room. If you let experts intimidate you, you'll hide your ability to lead more effectively. You'll hide your ability to facilitate a collaborative approach. Experiment with these actual tips. Shift from authority toward orchestration. Your job isn't to outknow the expert. It's to align, clarify, and deliver. Next one, prepare smart questions. Confidence grows when you lead with curiosity. Have targeted questions ready that shows you're thinking strategically, not competitively. And the last and final one, stay in your lane. Respect expertise, but remember, expert advice, project managers decide. You need to own your own authority. And when you stop being intimidated by labels, by family, by success, by experts, you realize confidence was never about being flawless. It was about reclaiming the narrative that imposter syndrome tried to steal. So family, if you've stayed this long, I truly appreciate it. Because imposter syndrome in project management is not a myth. It's real. It's heavy. It shows up in the way that feels personal. Labels that linger, family that doubt, success that scares you, habits that keep you stuck. But here's the truth though. Confidence isn't given. It's built. It's built when you choose to drop old labels. It's built when you stop letting others, even loved ones, define your ceiling. It's built when you step into success and not shrink from it. And it's even built when you value yourself as much as the outcomes you deliver. The decision is yours, not a choice among many, but a decision that redefines everything to change the narratives. And when you make that decision, imposter syndrome stops being the thief in the room and becomes the fuel that drives you to lead with clarity. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.